Welcome to the 12-Step Recovery Evolution podcast. Visit recoveryevolution.co.uk for more episodes, helpful resources, and links to our social media. Also visit the site for information on how you can attend a future Zoom session or workshop live. Thank you.
Morning all. How are you doing today? Lovely day in the neighbourhood. So everyone looks all right, looking a bit pale. Some of you need to get out a bit more in the sun. So after, like, we've sort of been focusing a bit on fear this week, and we're going to carry on doing that because I think it's a good thing to, again, you can hear it and you can even think that we understand it, but it's something you kind of have to really get your head around and really practice, because we want to be able to promote overcoming it and that being reformed, and that can take a bit of time. So the goal always is to make people conscious of it, because we're often very conscious of fear, but we're not always very conscious of how to get over it, and it can become so familiar to us that we don't really know that we're doing it. We just think, well, I'm an anxious person, or I'm a fearful person, or what have you. So, you know, this is also coupled with the fact that we've been looking at resentment and doing infantry and doing on awakenings and nighttime infantry. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. This is really about working a spiritual program of action, because the hope of an alcoholic or addict is the maintenance of this spiritual experience. And we have to be rid of the things that are taking our power away from us. So it's okay saying God's got all the power, but if we keep giving it away all the time, we're going to end up powerless, and things like fear and resentment and guilt and shame and ignorance and all kinds of things take our power away from us. And it is, when you actually really do get your head around this, you'll be shocked at how often you just freely give your power away, and then it makes you feel terrible. And that feeling of hate or resentment or fear or anger or frustration or loneliness is the feeling of powerlessness. And so you don't have to feel that too often when you understand this. So we had a worksheet that we posted out. So I hope some of you guys got it down. So we was going to make today a bit more interactive kind of group. And hopefully some of you guys can share your process with us, and we can look at the process. Because again, the goal, I'd hope to think the goal is of this group, is to try and, because again, look, good recovery is having a good process. See, I think good recovery isn't not having a breakdown. It's about having controlled breakdowns. And the more controlled your breakdown is, look, a plane landing is really a plane crashing. It's just a controlled crash. And so, you know, we're not going to not have emotions, and you're not going to walk around feeling happy all the time, but it's how to contain it and, you know, be able to direct it a little bit more direct my life more the way I want it to go, rather than my unhealthy emotions or my ignorance. So it's about learning, you know, the whole thing about that I've learned through being a director of a rehab and sponsoring and helping quite a few people over the years, including myself. It's all about the first thing that you try and do when you're helping somebody is you help them to learn a healthy way of processing. Because the reason they're so screwed up is because they've got all this unprocessed emotion. And see, if it's unprocessed, then you've not learned from it. You've not learned how to, you know, deal with it, how to cope with it, how to manage it. And so when people come with all these unprocessed emotions, what they usually ask is, can you just take all of these emotions away from me? And it's like, well, not really, because that's part of being a human being. You're going to feel all that stuff. And we can't stop you feeling it. That's kind of why we were taking drugs. But what we learn to do is to process it. And then when you learn from the backlog, and as you're learning from the backlog and you're getting that discipline that we talked about through doing the On Awakenings and practicing this program, you're starting to reform yourself, and you're starting to become informed with better information, and then you start to be able to create better processes for yourself and your life. So there's no real quick way around it. So at the moment, I'd like to think we're just trying to understand the process so we can start practicing it, because that's the program. And so if you're not practicing this process, you're not practicing the program. Whatever you think you're doing, you're not doing it. So once you learn that process and you can speed it up, it becomes a working part of your mind, then you suffer a lot less. And again, when you are suffering, because a lot of life, well, not a lot of life, but portions of life are about suffering. But if you're processing that suffering, whether it's grief or, you know, just difficulties, if you're processing it, you're actually learning from it. And when you're learning from it, you don't have to keep living in it. See, people are suffering from processes that happened in their life 20 years ago. And that the process, the situation in their life hasn't repeated itself for 20 years, but they're still living with it like today, like it was 20 years ago, because they've never processed it. And so it really does come down to, you know, don't eat processed foods, but do spiritual processes.